Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the new show. We've made it. It's Friday. Thank goodness. It's October 24th, 2014. All the best technology news within the past 24 hours and around 5 minutes. Google's teamed up with the people over there at Oxford University to advance artificial intelligence research. Yes, they want to better understand image recognition and natural language processing. They hope by joining forces with the UK University, the research will progress more rapidly than going alone with its DeepMind project. Apart from this agreement, Google will also be making undisclosed substantial donations. Aha! To establish a research partnership with the university's computer science department and the engineering department. I don't know why Google's going all the way, though, to Oxford University. Come on, you've already had artificial intelligence. It's called Eric Schmidt. Twitter wants to kill off your password. The social network reveals a new system to sign into apps using just your mobile number. I don't know about this. The program is called Digits. It's a standalone service that any app developer can use, actually. And it was announced on stage at the first Twitter Flight conference for the mobile developers in San Francisco. The company said Digits will launch in 216 countries in 28 different languages. And it will launch on iOS and Android first and then later on the web. I think the idea is good, but I'm not so sure about the security side of it. I mean, come on. Your phone number as your password? Hey, Fred, what's your phone number? I'm going to take over your Twitter account. Oh, yeah. The Amazon Fire TV has gone on sale in the UK, and it's priced at £79. Of course, the device allows Prime subscribers to stream movies and TV shows directly to their big screen TV, and it comes with a free 30-day trial for new users. Well, thank you, Amazon. It's going to support services like Netflix, BBC iPlayer, Sky News, BBC News, BBC Sport, Vivo, and Demand 5. You can also use it to watch live TV with the TV Player app. You can listen to live radio with TuneIn. And, of course, enjoy those favorite cat and dog videos on YouTube. Since Fire TV is available now with Prime shipping, you can get yours ordered today and have it at your doorstep tomorrow. Or you can just get a Roku and Apple TV and have more content. It's totally up to you. Nike is teaming up with Apple to develop something goody, goody, goody for you. Although we all know that Nike has pretty much abandoned the Fuel Band hardware, the company is working closely with Apple to advance wearables overall. According to Bloomberg News, Nike CEO Mark Parker says he is bullish on the company's relation with Apple and went on to say, "As I look ahead at what's possible with Nike and Apple, technologically we can do things together we couldn't do independently. It's part of our plan to expand the whole digital frontier in terms of wearables and go from 25 million plus Nike users to hundreds of millions." However, though, Parker didn't comment on any direct hardware work with Apple, and there's no hints about what products are actually in the line. Don't get me wrong, I think good things can probably come from this partnership, especially with Apple Watch coming up. But right now, the announcement pretty much just seems like, hey, yeah, we're working with Apple, they're going to give us a bunch of money, and hey, guys, don't forget to send the check, okay? Great. Speaking of wearables, Android Wear has got its GPS support and offline music in its first major update. Google said they would constantly improve their Android Wear, and they're living up to their promise. The update unlocks some key fitness functionality, really, and with watches that do have the GPS built in, it's providing some new tools to track your distance and speed independent of your phone. You can also now use your Bluetooth headphones, and offline music playback will also be enabled automatically. Now, the first update to get this is the Sony Smartwatch 3, since it's the first Android wearable device with a dedicated GPS sensor. Google says that they're also going to be pushing updates very soon to other Android Wear devices, such as the Samsung Galaxy Gear, LG's G Watch, and Motorola's Moto 360. Google also says it's improving discoverability of Android Wear apps with Google Play and has 8 new categories to choose from: health and fitness, travel, local and social, tools, communication, productivity, and even more apps are coming every single week. Boy, you can just feel the pressure of the Apple Watch pressing in on there, can't you? So, Xbox fans, you've been enjoying that free music there? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, it going away. Yep, Microsoft's free ad-supported Xbox Music streaming service on Windows 8 point blah 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 change is a-coming. The company announced starting December 1st, Xbox Music will no longer be available for free. The only explanation that Microsoft gave for the discontinuation of service was, "We are focusing Xbox Music to deliver the ultimate music purchase and subscription service experience for our customers." Translation: we want money now. Users who want to continue using their streaming service will have to fork over $9.99 a month, which will give you access to millions of songs and support on your PC, tablet, smartphone, and Xbox console. In other news, Spotify, I hear, is gaining more subscribers. Can't imagine why. And finally, space. The final frontier. These are the sounds of NASA. That's right, NASA has started compiling mountains of historic space-related audio clips for all the world to hear. And it's not just on the American side of things. No, no, no. We've got Sputnik also there. What does Sputnik say?
Beep, 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 beep.
Seriously, that's all it is. There's also Apollo 8's charming Christmas greeting. Of course, you've got the Neil Armstrong, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap." Oh my goodness, my foot's caught. And my personal favorite, the space shuttle countdown. NASA's teamed up with SoundCloud to deliver all these little goodies for you. Of course, they are royalty-free, so you can insert them, mix them up, make a music jam, whatever you want to do with these things. Or you can just spend your weekend now just shuffling through the library that is space. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at @BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Now, don't forget, it's Friday, and that means BTN's Max Show is going to be up and live today at 3 p.m. Sean Keane's going to be on the show. Will Green is going to be on the show. And Adam Christensen will probably also be popping in as well. Of course, the whole table will be complete with you and Rankin at the host helm. So tune in today. That's the Max Show, 3 p.m. live, UK time. And that is going to wrap up your Friday edition of The News Show. We will be back on Monday. I promise. I'm gonna be back Monday. Sorry about not having an episode out yesterday. But I'll be back on Monday to get you caught up with all the technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. Until then, have a great weekend. Knock back a couple since it's Friday. And thank you, as always, for listening.